of the good sense of the loungers of Paris that the greater part of this crowd directed their steps towards the bonfire, which was quite in season, or towards the mystery play which was to be presented in the Grand Hall of the Palais de Justice, the Courts of Law, which was well-roofed and walled, and that the curious left the poor, scantily flowered maypole to shiver, all alone, beneath the sky of January, in the cemetery of the Chapel of Brac. The populace thronged the avenues of the law courts in particular, because they knew that the Flemish ambassadors, who had arrived 2 days previously, intended to be present at the representation of the mystery, and at the election of the Pope of the Fools, which was also to take place in the Grand Hall. It was no easy matter on that day to force one's way into that great hall, although it was then reputed to be the largest covered enclosure in the world. It is true that Sauval had not yet measured the grand hall of the Chateau of Montargis. The palace place, encumbered with people, offered to the curious gazers at the windows the aspect of a sea into which 5 or 6 streets, like so many mouths of rivers, discharged every moment fresh floods of heads. The waves of this crowd, augmented incessantly, dashed against the angles of the houses which projected here and there, like so many promontories, into the irregular basin of the place. In the centre of the lofty...